Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
He's looking at you, kid.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Here's Johnny.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. This week's film is Catch 22, the original version from 1970. This is an American satirical comedy war film and adapted from the 1961 novel of the same name by Joseph Heller. Well, in creating a black comedy revolving around the lunatic characters of Heller's satirical anti-war novel set at a fictional Mediterranean base during World War II, and it was directed by Mike Nichols. And, well, I can tell you this, the cast is just amazing. Alan Arkin, Martin Balsam, Richard Benjamin, Olympia Caddis, and of course Art Garfunkel's in there as well, and Orson Welles pops up as the nutty general, but the music is just stunning. Let's have a listen to a kind of trailer, giving you an insight into how it all unravels.
I don't want to fly anymore.
Why? It's dangerous.
Listen, I told you.
I've flown 35 missions, for Christ's sake.
Take it easy.
Now that sadistic nut has raised the number up to 50. In any other outfit, I would have been rotated after 25. Doc, you've got to help me out.
Look, I'm due for rotation myself in a couple of months. If I don't cause any trouble or break any rules. And one of the rules says I can't ground anyone just because he asks me to.
He's all crazy.
Of course he is. He has to be crazy to keep flying after all the close calls he's had.
Then why can't you ground him?
I can, but first he has to ask me.
That's all he's got to do to be grounded?
That's all.
And then you can ground him.
No, then I cannot ground him. There's a catch.
A catch?
Sure, catch 22. Anyone who wants to get out of combat isn't really crazy, so I can't ground him.
In order to be grounded, I've got to be crazy. And I must be crazy to keep flying. But if I ask to be grounded, that means I'm not crazy anymore and I have to keep flying.
You've got it. That's catch 22.
Woo!
We'll be right back.
Benny Goodman and Sing Sing Sing. Couldn't resist it to open up the show with that piece of music. Well, Captain John Yossermain, a US Army Air Force B-25 bombardier, is stationed on the Mediterranean base on Pianosa during World War II. Along with his squadron members, Yossermain is committed to flying dangerous missions, but also watching friends die. He seeks a means of escape, as you've just heard there. While most bomber crews are rotated out after 25 missions, Yossermain's commanding officer, Colonel Cathcart, keeps raising the minimum number of missions for the base before anyone can reach it, eventually to an unobtainable 80 missions, a figure resulting from Cathcart's craving for publicity, primarily a mention in the nationally syndicated Saturday Evening Post magazine. Well, the music says it all. Thank you. Tuxedo Junction. And before that, Tommy Dorsey. Song of India. Back after the break with more great music from the film Catch 22.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Orchestra, an Apache dance. We are futilely appealing to Cathcart. Yossarain learns that even a mental breakdown is no release when Dr. Danica explains the catch-22 the Army Air Force employs, as you heard in our little clip at the beginning. We continue now with more great music. This is Nat King Cole. Straighten up and fly right. Take it away, Nat.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie." Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Thank you.
right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
If I only had wings, I'd fly like a birdie in the sky. With a tra-la-la-la and a dree-dree-dree-dree, it's a pair of wings for me. Take a trip to the moon on high, ask him why he winks his eye. With a tra-la-la-la and a dree-dree-dree-dree, it's a pair of wings for me. Drifting, dreaming, watching the clouds roll by, screaming, happy in the bright blue sky. If I only had wings, I'd fly like a birdie in the sky. With a tra-la-la-la and a dree-dree-dree-dree, get the angels swinging on their harps for me. It's a pair of wings for me. If I only had wings, I'd fly like a birdie in the sky. With a tra-la-la and a dree-dree-dree-dree, it's a pair of wings for me. Take a trip to the moon, yes, the moon on high. Ask him why he winks his eye. With a tra-la-la-la and a dree-dree-dree-dree, it's a pair of wings for me. A drifting, a dreaming, watching the clouds roll by, I'd be screaming, happy in the bright blue sky. If I only had wings, I'd fly, fly, fly like a birdie in the sky. With a tra-la-la-la and a dree-dree-dree-dree, get the angels swinging on their harps for me. Put the bats on the bow, whatever bats on fly. It's a pair of wings for me. It's a pair of wings for me.
I'm in the army. I joined up and toured with an army band. North Africa, Sicily, Italy. We were given one number of regular bashing. The title was a bit misleading, though. Don't get around much.
Nat Gunella, and it's a pair of wings for me. Well, an airman would have to be crazy to fly more missions. And if he were crazy, he would be unfit to fly. Yet if an airman were to refuse to fly more missions, this would indicate that he is sane, which would mean that he would be fit to fly the missions. The airman is thus in an impossible, damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Oh, gosh.
Thank you.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
By those bonds from the Andrews sisters. Well, Lucien is haunted in several recurring flashbacks during the film by a bloody death of Snowden, the young turret gunner on his B-25. After Snowden's death, Lucien temporarily refuses to wear his uniform, which Snowden bled on. He shows up at a medal ceremony, naked, and later morosely sits naked in a tree where he's visited by Lieutenant Milo Minderbender. Some of these names they chose for this film, who rapidly progresses from squadron supply officer to a capitalistic tycoon involved in black market money-making schemes. The bomber squadron is populated by many other comically strange characters. Major, the squadron's operation officer, is promoted to a squadron commander without ever having flown in a plane. And while he is instructing Sergeant Towser that people can see him when he's wait for a moment in the waiting room until Major is gone, then can go right in. It's crazy film. It's a really crazy film. Here's Duke Ellington. And things aren't what they used to be. Thank you. Tommy Dorsey, and they'll be happy. Well, tracked by this convoluted logic, the Salient watches as individuals in the squadron resort to unusual means to cope. Milo concocts elaborate black market schemes, while Craze Captain Arfi Aardvark commits murder to silence a girl he's raped. Well, Leonard Nately falls for a sex worker. Major Danby delivers goofy pep talks before every bomb run, and Captain Orr keeps crashing at the sea. Meanwhile, Nurse Duckett occasionally beds Lasalian. It's Gene Cooper and his orchestra. This is Massachusetts. Massachusetts, even.
Yells, Massachusetts, I'll be there with bells, Massachusetts, homesick as can be, Massachusetts, only place for me, Massachusetts, got a special date with that New England state. How my heart will you knock, Massachusetts, to see Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, want to roam around, Massachusetts, in Nantucket town, Massachusetts. I can hardly wait, I hope the train ain't late. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there. Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there. Neath blue skies above, Massachusetts, with the one I love, Massachusetts, just like Jack and Jill, Massachusetts, we'll climb Bunker Hill, Massachusetts, spread the news around the Massachusetts bar. Thank you. Boston, if you please, Massachusetts, where they can't say cat, Massachusetts, and where aunt meets aunt, Massachusetts, spread the news around the Massachusetts.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Yes, the movie Catch 22 from a very, very famous book. The absolutely crazy, crazy story. Immediately after agreeing to Cathcart and Corn's plans to say that the Colonels are nice people, Yersalian survives an attempt on his life when stabbed by Nately's partner, who has disguised herself as a janitor. Once recovered, Yersalian learns from Danby and Captain Tapman that Orr's supposed death was a hoax, and that Orr's repeated crash landings had been a subterfuge for practicing and planning his own escape from the madness. Yersalian is informed that Orr ditched the plane and paddled to a rescue raft all the way to Sweden on his last run. Oh well, Ella Fitzgerald now. And this is another version of Don't Fence Me In, Catch 22.
While Cat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when the sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, while Cat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Again in town, was sitting by his sweetheart's side. And when his sweetheart said, come on, let's settle down, while Cat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. We'll be right back.
Rogers and Junior Hop. Well, Lucellian decides to abandon the deal with Cathcart, leaps out of the hospital window, takes a raft from a damaged plane, and while a marching band practices a ceremony to award Lucellian the promotion and medal, he hops into the sea, climbs onto a raft, and starts paddling. Oh, well, it's crazy enough. We know this. Sound of Glenn Miller and In the Mood from the movie Catch 22. Well, you know that Paul Simon was cast in a part, as was Art Garfunkel, his partner in the musical group called Simon and Garfunkel. Well, Garfunkel's part grew while Simon's part was cut from the final film, a move which contributed to the breakup of the duo, according to Garfunkel. We're going to go with a couple of quirky ones here. Thanks so much indeed for your company today. Thanks as always to Malia and Eamon for helping me put the show together. This is Marlene Dietrich. Let's call it a day. And then we're going to go have a really weird one at the end. Enjoy.
Let's call it a day. Let us say it was just meant to be a sweet memory. Love won't stay. Let's call it a day. In saying goodbye, let us try to avoid any tears. Let's be thankful for years that we're gay. It's easy that way. Let's have no regrets or a word of blame. Just like two old vets, let's say we took what came. Let's call it a day. Let us say that we just can't pretend, and we know it's the end. Why delay? Let's call it a day.
Let's call it a day. Let us say it was just meant to be. A sweet memory. Love won't stay. Let's call it a day. Let's have no regrets or a word of blame. Just like two old vets, let's say we took what came. Let's call it a day. Let us say that we just can't pretend, and we know it's the end. Why delay? Let's call it a day.
Marlene Dietrich, and let's call it a day. Well, that's about it for me. Thanks so much indeed for your company. I think you'll recognise this. Americano.
Cortegazuna con un stemma rete. Na cupulella che vi si era aizzata. Passa scampagnando battuleta. Con mano a papata fa guarda. Tuo fa l'americano, americano, americano, senta a me chi tu fa fan. Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky e soda, poi ti senti disturbato. Tu abballo rock and roll, tu gioca pesa ball, mei sorte becca mel, chi te li dà la borsetta di mamma. Tuo fa l'americano, americano, americano. Ma si nati in Italia, siente a me non c'è sta niente fa. Ok napolitan, tu vuoi fare l'American, tu vuoi fare l'American. Come ti può capire chi ti va bene? Se tu la parla miezza americano. Quando si fa l'amore sotto luna. Come da bene in capo di I love you. Tu vuoi fare l'americano, americano, americano. Senta a me chi tu fa fa. Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky e soda, o ti senti disturbato. Tu abballo rock and roll, tu gioca a baseball, me sorte becca mel. Te li dà la borsetta di mamma. Tu fa l'americano, americano, americano. Ma si nati in Italia, senta a me non c'è sta niente fa. Ok napolitan, tu fa l'americano, tu fa l'americano.
been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.